1997. We are in Salem, Oregon.
Not your social security number.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. You don't have to look at it. It's
sensible. May 29, 1945. The first state Mount Everest was climbed. As well.
And Heavy Usher's new Mallory, by the way. Sir Edmund Hillary.
Yes, sir.
And where were you born?
Lowell, Virginia.
And what were your parents occupied?
Oh, that, I mean, that was irrelevant. That was a relevant factor, but I also had the other place I was admitted was Rice, which was also too. In physics, went to philosophy, ended up in English Lit.
And
Dwight Clark, who you probably run into.
Neither, but
I mean, when it became possible to file as a CO, it was before. Beginning my freshman year, we had Ira Sand, Pearl, and Joan.
Oh, it's more complicated than that, but I never had to write an you heard about IVS, and when did you apply for IVS? What year was that?
Probably my senior year.
What were the Harper's Ferry, the briefings you got in Washington, D.C. and at Harper's?
Yeah. I mean, there was kind of a general tone. I'd be damned if I could tell you what the specific content was. Okay, this would have been an amount of organizational stuff, you know.
Then you were going to law?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I knew.
And in computer? Didn't make it known. For most people, it didn't matter. I mean, they were going for other, it meant for Laos in particular.
Yeah.
For Vietnam, it varied, but for Laos.
An urban boy with an English degree, right?
Yeah.
And here I'm doing, you know, tropical agriculture, right? This is the BA generalist can do anything, and, you know, the talks about community development were...
Sorry, you went to Los Banos, so you went from Los Banos to...
Yeah, from, well, it was from the U.S. to... it always changes, and it's always the same.
And when you, where did they take you to, when to put you up when you first arrived?
We stayed at Dong Duoc during our orientation.
You had language?
We were in teacher's quarters out there.
Or Finks?
No,
Finks were in
the same group that I was in.
Oh, they were in the same group.
Yeah. Right. See, now what happened, I did my orientation in D.C. in February. At that point, Carol and I had just, at some level for everybody.
For everybody.
Yeah. I've learned over the years that I do languages pretty well. Taquek was a big city.
Right.
Taquek was the market town, and Taquek was the center of the AID villages.
Along Route 13.
Yeah. And the villages that we were working, see, there were a few old villages along Route 13, but not very many along the road. And what we got involved in was making those temporary villages. Oh, they're not. Okay, they were Tai Dang. Some saw, which is, they're not high, real careful, because I get picky about this.
And you should be.
About ethnic nomenclature here. They were lowland and midland. They were not highland in the sense of Hmong. Most of them really lowland Lao variants.
Except for a reason, which is, was there any effort by USAID to start?
Subtle villages had developed whatever paddy fields there were to develop already with the
in the first place.
They were already there. Right. Yeah. See, this is, you know, again.
Or you mentioned that there were some projects that you were directing. That's what everyone was doing, there was an effort.
I mean, there were a lot
of IVSers actually involved in it, but
in
the Finks district, the monsoon just raised the water table. The dry season, it worked fine, but then...
Yeah, it would have worked where we were. I mean, we had a water seal toilet in our house, and it worked just fine, but there were other things.
Mary, before you left for Laos?
No.
So Carol was there as a...
Carol was there as an IVS volunteer.
She volunteered.
I was in the Philippines, in Los Banos.
What were her projects as opposed to your projects, or did you work together?
Well, like all women in the CD section. See, the other thing here is that the year we were in Kamuan in Nam Thon.
IA guy on water skis.
Right. Yeah. Right. No, MIA.
Right, yeah. As before, never to be seen again.
Right,
yes.
Right. He was taken under the Mekong, brainwashed. And then in May we went on vacation and got back in June, and between June and...
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. In fact, we were due to leave...
Do you remember any of those... by the way, Galen Beery, do you remember Galen?
Yeah.
Enough party.
Yeah.
I think you just collected
data.
Have you kept any, sent any letters home? Especially at this remove.
Yeah.
And because the incident was so hard,
it
will be reconstructed. I mean, a historian with, you know, a pen and a tape recorder. What is it called? We have ways of doing this, but boy, it'd be a lot easier if someone says,
yeah,
you know, today we met for 4.5 hours, and be nice just for the, you know, so much for the record, but to, we're back on after a short phone break. I don't know if you, there was, I think, I can't remember if it was Fred Bramflin or someone, clear set of meetings, an earlier annual meeting or whatever he said. I'm aware that, that Pavitt Lau Radio had identified IVS as a, you know, fellow, the villagers you work with, ever, you know, kind of sit down and say, hi, how are you doing? Feel like going to marketing in Takek? Maybe you should go to Takek for the weekend.
Actually, my assistant in
non-peaceful folk. Yes. Let's see. These meetings, could you give the date again about when those meetings were?
I recall them being probably in June or July.
Command for the CIA in Laos as in the Prime Minister's office, so that there was some understanding that there was a difference.
Well,
at some level,
there was some understanding, and there were also people in IVS on Laos staff who were working.
Just of that conversation.
I just said, excuse me, are you Comco? He says, yes. I said, yes. Well. Very interesting. What have you been doing since you were in IBS? You know? And he was not particularly forthcoming. But it was...
It's interesting to know that because, you know, in Vietnam, the person in charge... Oh, well, that would be rather interesting. Thank you. Thank you, Randy. That's a good... Because I knew there were a lot of people who IBS worked with in Laos who were still in Laos and part of the government, so obviously there had to be that connection. When did you actually leave Laos then?
Well, it would have been very shortly after those meetings.
Mm-hmm.
We waited for the flood.
That's right, the Great Flood.
The Great Flood of 69.
Yes, the Great Flood of 69.
So whenever the flood was, if we can date that, which would have been in August, as all floods are, can we work for a little while longer? Came and we had to then.
I forgot to ask something. What was the upshot of those meetings? That is, what did everyone conclude?
Well, IVS continued, but those who didn't want to could
go.
Were allowed basically,
to go.
Was it pulling back from the forward positions? I think they believed that they were not little junior AID people running around doing the government.
Was up.
Well, before our time was up.
No. When your time was up.
Yeah.
Where did you go when you left Laos?
We did the hippie tour home, Angkor Wat, and then back up into Europe.
Question, was that the tea shop that had the...
I don't recall.
One of them, I just don't know. Thinking back, I assumed that it had been there as long as there had been hippies, not as long as the LS. So you made your way across Southern Asia and back to the... What did you do?
Got home and... Well, got... That was difficult. And they sent my application up to rural sociology and said, you know, he's probably looking for you more than he's looking for us. I had a friend from Stanford. That's the place that we both got accepted. And I
give use to you in your graduate school?
Oh yeah, I did. I did a Southeast Asian Studies minor. Actually in Chiang Mai when it happened. That was the period of the third so-called coalition. We had to go down to Nam Thuan because at that point that was totally in PLP.
When you were in Chiang Mai?
She was there.
She was there?
Yeah.
She was working on her dissertation?
She had done her research or done her data collection and stuff back at Cornell. And then she did her...
What happened?
And then we're on the job market hoping to find someplace. I taught sociology, basically. I'd been watching the Quaker program in Laos develop. Yeah, sure, we'll do that, you know, because I really wanted to know what was going on. And so ended up with Roger.
You were talking about going to Guadalajara.
Guadalajara, yeah, and then back, and then the AFSC representatives doing a speaking tour. And so we got Roger out, and he did a couple of talks at Willamette, and we got him at the Y to talk to the...
Don't do this, we can both go right out.
That's right.
early on. I don't see a light over here.
You don't see a light?
Well, the batteries are dying. Yeah, they're still on. Okay, watch the... Here, I'll watch the little light. Yeah, 15 minutes. Yeah. And we were, before our tape seemed to run out, we were talking about a visit. AFC tour.
AFC.
AFC.
Ex-director talking about... I'm ready to go home in 3 years.
Hey, you never know. It could be sooner.
So yeah. Well, it wasn't. This would have been... This had to have been in 80, in 81 or something before we went to Guadalajara. Mm-hmm. Because of the, but when the position came open again, we applied for it.
Mm-hmm.
And... were selected at that point, and again, you know, one has to look at the evolution of government. Was still very much in a tentative phase. I've been to the country now for 9 years when we arrived. But travel only when accompanied by someone from the national government. But Quakers were doing. Some aid to schools, not a great deal, especially to what were called orphan schools or refugee or minority schools project, which you probably have heard about. The areas, okay, that are all through Siam Kuang and the northeastern.
Actually, for the record, these are flechettes from cluster bomb units.
They're cluster bomb, right. Yeah, mm-hmm. not flechette particularly, mm-hmm. but varieties mm-hmm. of.
Some nice guy who thought that it was a anyway.
Mm-hmm. Better than 500 pound bomb.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the Quakers actually beginning in I think it was 81 or so had begun this. Basically, the Quakers provided the official entree for French organization. Three non-governmental organizations that could work in Laos, period. It's Quakers, there's Mennonite Central Committee, mm-hmm. and Save the Children Concern had somebody in Bangkok who came in about only the three that were there with resident staff.
Mm-hmm.
Something that Carol really followed that project. I worked with spending most of my time on irrigation. learned some, you know, at first it was just kind of by guessing, by golly, and then we got some, the project itself was funded by a Dutch NGO. Also got some assistance, a small amount of money.
Let's see, it's just not loud enough, no. Your voice tone is just...
Okay, I'll try to wake up a little bit and talk a little bit louder.
No, we're almost at the end.
Okay, I learned about the Thai small-scale irrigation model. Or, but I organized manner into the Laos system we had initially begun working.
Let me just, your voice tone
has
set, maybe it's because you're getting tired, but your voice tone has dropped to a point where the, through the table.
Sure.
And, yeah, I think that'll be
fine. Okay. Let's do that. Oh, you need to see it. Okay,
right,
yeah, the mic's there.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Anyhow, so we began working with the irrigation department. In the Ag Ministry,
we do. Know. Yeah. Well, no. Let's see. It as soon as my voice comes on, it operates up. Okay. Well, let's try a different tack there. Okay. Go ahead. Give it a try.
Yeah. Anyhow, so that was basically the AFSC experience. Mm-hmm.
And when that terminated, did you guys get a leave from the job?
Well, we had a 2-year leave from Willamette for that period, and we came back here.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, as a one of the outcomes of the AFSC experience was the decision on my part that I wanted to be back in the field.
End of our, you know, there it goes again, but we're not going to fool around with it more. But you decided you wanted to go back in the field rather than go back to work.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, I mean, I had a commitment back to Willamette, at least for some time. Basically to do a short-term work for the Quakers for 4 months because the representatives for Tixlin was not so much on building new structures, the external assistance, and were in or facilitated training courses for province and district irrigation. The whole approach basically being to build capacity for operation.
And you were, when did that take you up to?
That took me to 91, middle of 91. During that 3-year period, our family was all over the map. Mm-hmm. First year, Carol and Bryn and I were in Vinchon. Megan was in boarding school and all.
The surfing. Yeah.
Well, not where kidding. She, not where she was, yeah. 100 miles inland. But the second year, Bryn and I were in Vinchon, and Carol and Megan were back here in mm-hmm. Salem. Third year, everybody was here except me, and I was basically doing a 2 month on, 2 month off commute.
What are you doing these days?
I'm head of research for the State Department of Corrections.
Mm-hmm. Head of research for the State Department of Corrections?
Yes.
How did that come up?
That was a job I could find when I came home.
And that was a job, well, you have mastered research, let's say.
Mastered research. Yes. I've taught research methods for 9 years at Willamette. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I've done research on my own. I came back in 91, and it had been made rather clear to me that if I wanted a home to come back to, I needed to come back to it then.
Mm-hmm. John.
So, well, it wasn't director at that point. It was, right. it was a research analyst mm-hmm. position, but it wasn't a bad job.
Mm-hmm.
A whole year. Mm-hmm. And then the UN called up and said, do you want to do a project in Laos?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what kind of a project? I said, well,
hey,
it's
yeah.
kind of neat. You know, I yeah. said, hell, yeah, I want to do this. And I went and I asked for leave. And they said, you know, way out. She said, we won't have your position filled by the time you get back. and so 2.5 months later, when I came back, there was a temporary position put together. I worked as a temporary for the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Important.
Yeah.
I may be the only person I know who's going to have a pension. You're retired. Most of the people in my class just.
Yeah, I was. You know, I was 10 years in academics, and so I have 10 years into TIAA also.
Well, you're vested.
I have ten.
You have 10 years in the retirement system.
In the TIAA system. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The state pension will be a bunch better.
Only if I stay in the state system.
That the clarion call. By the way, have you ever read any of the? There are two novels about Inspector Kit.
They're familiar mm-hmm. names, but I
can't remember the author's name
no,
right away.
Yeah.
But this guy's invented this country. It's kind of a Burma, Laos, Vietnam country uh-huh. up along the Chinese border, where the king named half the streets after American heroes and the other half of the streets after Soviet and Chinese communist heroes. Totally neutralist. Mm-hmm. And there's a police officer. He's like chief of police of the state, which is like Luxembourg, you know, uh-huh. like that. And he has an assistant who's gone totally Western and eats hamburgers and stuff like that. And there are all these Golden Triangle kind of problems. Mm-hmm. And there's the CIA, you know, the USAID. All these people enjoy them. They're very good. And they're not Vietnamese and they're not mm-hmm. Laotian. They're mm-hmm. this kind of little mixture. Everything is mixed together. Mm-hmm. But I think they're only two known. That was wonderful. I mean, the machine has this machine is running when I talk. But
okay. So,
we know that for sure.
So that's just
yeah.
because I'm a deep cover.
Yeah, that's probably it. And what I'd like to ask, since it seems to be recognizing my voice at this
okay.
point, so let's see if it'll. Let me just push it over there. I guess if you wanted to look back at your IVS experience, you know,
mm-hmm.
how would you categorize it?
Well, it was
what impact it had on your life.
It had. I mean, it had a tremendous impact on my life.
Mm-hmm.
Because it got me thinking about development.
Mm-hmm.
It stimulated me to do graduate study in,
mm-hmm.
in that field. Certainly introduced me to a region of the world that I've come to love very much.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to go to Laos? Well, shucks, okay. And I took my Vietnamese language records back to the store and traded them in for Lao language records. So, all right, we'll start learning about that.
That's great. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And I guess there are a couple of stock answers I always ask, which is, have you been on? Well, I think we know the answers to these, though, which is you're on the IVS alumni list,
mm-hmm.
and they send you stuff. And mm-hmm. do you ever contribute from time to time?
Not very much.
Not very much.
Yeah.
And that about concludes this portion of the interview. You never know when I'll call you and ask you, hey, what about? But thank you very much.
Okay.